First of all, why are we even going to talk about prayers for relief? Isn't this something relegated to the first year who's drafting the brief? At our level, do we even need to read the prayer for relief? Isn't this kind of like the reflective time that we used to have in the mornings with the man upstairs? We're just a little too busy and maybe a little too important for prayers for relief. Well, I answer that no. And I present the top three reasons why we should pray. First of all, God tells you to. Like the Bible or other holy books, the sacred Texas rules of appellate procedure command you to state the relief that you are seeking. It applies to appellees, appellants. It applies at the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court, mandamuses, and motions. You have to tell the court what you want. Reason number two to pray. Prayer works. A carefully crafted prayer will get you the relief you want. That's because, primarily, courts use prayer as a template for the judgment. The rules are a little self-serving that way, right? The court wants you to tell them what you want so that they can craft, because it helps them craft their judgments. And we're going to talk at the end of this presentation about how to carefully word prayer so that you can get the relief that you want. But the prayer is not just important on Judgment Day. Prayer works because, in complex cases especially, it can guide the analysis. The prayer is a decision tree of sorts. In fact, in a really complex case, you might want to cross-reference portions of your brief with your prayer for relief. But even if you don't do that, it's important that your prayer tell the court what your priority is and what you're seeking.